What is up, everyone? This is episode 35 of The Station, and today I want to talk about fake news. Now, a lot of people are so willing to believe anything and everything they hear or see. You know, they believe that if it's on the internet or if it's being talked about on TV, it's real. Now, especially from big broadcasting companies. I personally don't have cable, and I really don't want cable. It's just not for me as a person, having so many channels and not, I'm seeing like this, you have say over 100 channels, you're not going to watch all 100 and something channels, let alone like have time to sit down and watch TV like that. You know, we all have mobile and smartphones, so everything you need to know is in your hand or in your pocket. But what I really want to talk about is that about fake news is that even though news come from a major broadcasting network or station, they are only filtering in what they want you to hear. Now, let alone not even covering some of the stuff that are happening elsewhere in the world or in this country, you know, due to their leadership or their financial backing of their company. You know, say some of these are backed by political leaders, right? Say, for example, the pipeline. No one covered that in any news station. The Dakota Pipeline, like, no one covered that. And you have to ask yourself, why didn't they cover it? It was going on for, I want to say, a year? I believe a year. And all of the Native American nations got together to try to prevent, you know, this pipeline from being, you know, created because of, you know, it having to worry about water contamination and, you know, of that nature, along with other things, you know. And all these, like, Native American nations, they haven't been together. The last time they were together was like 50 or 75 years, you know, and no news station covered this. They have few Native Americans, like, with drones that would, you know, cover, like, these, any type of personnel from law enforcement to military coming in and hosing these people down with water and pretty much doing some pretty horrific stuff, man, like, to try to break these people up. And like, Fox didn't cover it, CNN didn't cover it, none of those guys. And it comes to say that they will only cover what their financial backers want them to cover. So, and yeah, man, that the Dakota Pipeline was going on for a while. But another thing is that, you know, recently as well, was it the Black Panther movie came out, right? And a lot of, they was getting a lot of people post, well, some of these select few people that was posting, oh, I got attacked by black people at the Black Panther movie premiere and all this other stuff. And they were saying that, oh, a group of black people beat me up and said that, oh, this isn't for you and all this other garbage, man. And one station I really like, or Facebook page, is the Young Turks. You know, they actually did coverage on this, and they actually traced back the photos that was being sent to its original story. And a lot of the photos, well, all of the photos, I think it was two or three, that was sent was actually having to do with, like, some type of accident-related injury, say, like, driving or, I think, biking. One guy had black eye. One dude, it was a picture over a sink, that a bloody sink or whatever. So, but none of these pictures had to do with people being abused at these at the Black Panther movies, movie showings, you know what I mean? And so, you know, just to go to show you, man, you can't always believe what you see or hear. You know, if it's not coming, if you don't see, my rule of thumb is, I don't see it, then I don't believe it. Like, I have to actually see something happen for me to believe it. Like, especially something like that, to where people blow things out of proportion. And it just, it's nowadays, dude, it's like, it's up there, it's massive with social media and everything like that. People will send this stuff out there, you know, trying to get more hate out in the world, you know. And America's already have so much hate in it. And, you know, for us, for people just try to keep fueling hate in this country, it's repulsive, man. Like, come on, like, we're all here. That's the whole idea of America, is it's a melting pot. America was built on immigrants. Like, we're all immigrants here, except for, you know, Native Americans. But we're all immigrants here, so it's like, we should all get along with each other. Let me guys know what you think. So drop a comment. And I want to say thank you to Aunt Capone for applauding my other recording. I deeply appreciate it, man. But thank you guys for listening, and have a great night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.